Tonight's shir, Simin Kuf Samech Zayin, Sifir Aleph and Sifir Beis. Sifir Aleph. Im Hayu Shnayim Urabim. If you had two people or a lot of people eating together, Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. One says the bracha for all of them. V'davka Heisebu. It has to be they're reclining. Shuderch Keva. It shows that they're set. Obala Bayis and Bnei Beis Odavik Heisebu or the Ma'ez. If it's the master of the house with his family, it's the equivalent of being massive. It's just because it also has a kavias. It's a set way to eat. Al hayu yoishim b'lo haseiba, but if they're sitting without reclining, kivan she'enim nikbam yachad, since they're not set to be together, kol achim avarich la'atzmo, each one should say his own bracha. V'im amru, but if they said, noichal kan, let us eat here, o mokam ploni, or let us eat in this place. And once they established a location to eat, heavy kava, that's considered making it established and set. Even if they don't eat reclining. For idna today, it's not common for us to recline. Yeshiva didan b'shulchan echad, if we sit together normally, but it's at one table, or let's say there is no table, but you have one tablecloth, like maybe they're on the ground, one big cloth. Havi kivis, that's also called kivis. Vafilu b'nei chabura kaseba didhu dami. Even for a whole group of people, it's the equivalent of the chachamim saseba. Ul didan, the Mishnah Berurah says it's afilu didan, and for us, even for us, afilu kavu mokam lachilasan, even if they did set a place to eat, obal abayis im b'nei beso, or a balabos with his family, lo mahani, elam ken yashu b'shulchan echad o ma'ach b'echas. It only helps if they're sitting together on one table or on one cloth. But otherwise, even though it's a family together or they're kovei makom, it doesn't connect them. Mishnah Berurah sifkat nundad. Shnayim o rabim. Two people or a lot of people eating together. Nakal oshin zeh, the reason the choice of language, two or many. The halacha is by benching. Only when you have three do you have mezumin. And one is motzi the other. When it comes to birchas hamazon, if there's only two people, they shouldn't bench for each other. They each say their own bracha. But when it comes to the bracha before eating, l'chadchila we would say that with two people, one commotes to the other. The reason for this is explained later in Kuf Tzadigim. Sivka Nunhei Hesebu. So if a lot of people are in together, and one wants to make the bracha for the others, you need a kavias. So we say if they're reclining, that's kavias. That was the way they would eat their kava when they were set. They would recline on their left side on this kind of lounge or bed. Sifkan unvav im bnei beso or a balabas of his family, mishum denigron acharov shehu mesiv. Even if he's the only one who's reclining, but they're all dragged after him. L'kach mitzdarfenim moafilu b'yeshiva greida. So even though they're just sitting, they are connected with him. Sifkan unzayin have a kava. If they're not being mesiv, but they designate a place to eat, that is also kavias. Valkein, therefore, afilu kol echad ochel mikikaro mitzdarfen. Even though everyone eats from his own bread, they're mitzdarf. Sifka nunches, vafilu lebnei chabura, even for a group. But something to say, sheinu balabayis and bnei beis, we're not talking about a head of household with a family. The other two, afilu b'smana gemara havi kaseba, even for them, if they designate a place to eat, it's the equivalent of the haseba of the gemara v'chanalak, we said before. Sifka nuntas, ul didan afilu v'chulu, and for us, even if Tzarchlom, it should say, Va'afil Yidon, even for us, what's something to say? Though Tema, Kimon Sheyashivu Yidon, Havikasevi Didhu, you shouldn't say that since our sitting regular, upright, is the equivalent of their leaning. And came the Malkum, the boy has saved the two, so when they don't need to recline, Gon Shekavu, Malkum Lechilosan, like they set a place to eat, the Hanash Om, they spoke it out, Noichel Khan will eat here, or Malkum Ploin in this place. Or a head of house with his family, in those cases you don't need a seba. Have a minute, so I'd perhaps think that you've done that in our scenario when we don't do a seba at all. lo tzorach afilu yeshiva, that as long as you're kaveya makom, you don't have to even sit. Kamash malon de below yeshiva lo mikri keva. The chiddush is that no, if you're not sitting, there's no kvias. So even if they say, let's eat in this place, and they do, but no one's sitting down, that's not kvias. One can't eat the rach with the other. Sifkan sach b'shulchan echad. They have to be either on one table or on one cloth. Look what we wrote in the name of the Vilna Goyin in the Be'er Locha. The Vilna Goyin writes, he quotes in the Be'er Locha, that the language of Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Echad, is not really relevant. If they're koveya to eat together while rising with his family, and they're all sitting down eating together, so then the tablecloth is not relevant, and the table is not relevant, thus they can't be spread out and scattered all over the place. They have to be in the same place. If they're in the same place and they're sitting down, that's all that counts. Se'if yudbeis, im hayu roichvin, if they were riding, and they said, noicha, let's eat. Afa pisha kol echad oichel mikikar, even though they each eat from their own bread, shlo yaradu mea behemas, they didn't dismount from their animals. But starfin, they can join together. Kimin sh'om du mokam echad, since they stopped, they're all at the same place. But if they eat as they travel, lo, that doesn't go. The next word is ve'im. Mishnah Berurah says ve'chein. And ve'im hayu oichlin besadim v'zarim v'fradim. If they were eating in a field, all spread out, af b'sha oichlin kulin b'sha achas, even though they all eat at the same time, u'mikikur echad from the same bread, kiyim shalkav u'makom, since they don't have a set place, v'oichlin v'fuzarim, and they eat all over the place, ain't a mitzvah, and they're not mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan, Samachav. Kimen sh'on v'chulu. Even though they're riding, once they stop, that's a kaviyah. So it's limited to say. The b'zeh nechshev kamo yeshiva umahai. It's the equivalent of sitting down, and that works. Kimen sh'amru, since they said, noichal, let us eat together. Ve'chinu b'zeh mokom l'achilasan, and they set a place to eat. Ve'chinal b'sefirath, like I said in Sefirath. Sifkan, Samach, Be'ez, v'holchim, lo. If they're eating and traveling, there's no kavias. Perish, meaning, lo mahani amir, it doesn't help to say, let's eat at mile marker such and such. The fact of constantly moving takes away any kavias. But let's say they're on the same wagon or bus. They say, let's eat here. They eat together. The Mogadavram questions, is in doubt. The Eshna Mitzdafi, maybe they do combine. Even though in general the rule is, as you're traveling in a wagon, you have a din of moving, you're not stationary. But since the fact is, they're all sitting together in one group. We could say that they join together. And so does the Eli Rabba incline to be lenient that they would mitstarf. Ubisfina, on a ship, Poshet Afla Magen Avram L'Halkel Mitzdafi. Even Magen Avram, who's in doubt by the wagon, would agree that for sure they would be Mitzdarf, and you could be lenient to say they're all together. The Kavias Gamhu, that is an absolute Kavias. Kasva Achram L'Achronimite. The Shamash HaMashash Pesuda, a waiter who's serving on the meal. Yoitzi Birchas HaMotzi, he'll be Yoitzi with the Baruch HaMotzi, Im Shomea U'miskam Latzeis, as long as he hears, and is a mind to be Yoitzi. Even though it's constantly going and coming, he's not set at the table. Because that is his derech achila. That's the norm for him how to eat, and merely he'd be mitzvah.
But does the person making the bracha have to have him in mind?
Absolutely. If they're eating in the field, it should say, and also if, going back on the previous halacha, that they said, Noichal Khan, let's eat here. V'yashu lechol, they said to eat. V'ilhaki lo mahani, kiyun shim v'zom. We say it doesn't help if they're scattered all over the place. To be in shiva makom echad, they have to be in the same place. Sifkan samach dal, shalo kavu makom v'oichlin. They don't have a set place in the eat, v'chulu. Chad in yonahu, it's all the same thing. What's something to say? Shalo kavu makom v'shas achilas. And they didn't set a place when they were eating. El sha'ochlin v'zom, zelakan v'zelakan. They ate spread out, this one here, this one here. L'kach lo mahani, so that won't help. Afsha omit chila, even though they said originally no chakan, let's eat in this place. So if you go to a park and you reserve a pavilion, and everyone eats at the pavilion, l'chur, that's a kavias. it's a kavias. That's the set place. That's the place they're eating. But if there's no pavilion and just everyone finds their own piece of grass to sit down on or whatever, then there won't be a kavias. There's nothing connecting them together to make them a staff.